taking care of business. Path to Pro Radio is on.
What a catchy little jingle.
Here we go! Ripping. Oh, my finger got stuck.
Hello, and happy Halloween.
Yeah, this
2022,
is
very scary. The market, at least.
I know, man. That, you know, I don't remember last time. In my neighborhood, you can't do Halloween because it's actually really scary. The kids are afraid to go in my neighborhood.
Really?
So we don't feed them. We don't give them anything.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Ray, and that is Billy Crispo.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Thanks for being on. You know, Jimmy and I decided that we're interesting, so we're going to talk.
Well, you know, people have said that, and yeah. So we said, okay, well, maybe it'll work with just us and no guest.
That's right.
We're the guest.
You're the guest, man.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, Bill is so knowledgeable. He's a nationally known coach, real estate coach, and business coach, mm-hmm. and knows his stuff about all that.
So, and then Jimmy, of course, is not going to say it. He's been broadcasting for like 130 years on the radio, one of the top DJs here in our marketplace. So what's interesting about all of this is that we come from these backgrounds that brought us all into real estate, which is interesting.
I know, right?
And now the interest rate and everything else like we were talking about is tanking.
Well, I mean, I've been in real estate for 7 years now, and when I got into it, you know, I was learning the business and wasn't in radio. That's all I knew up to that point. And then the market, the rates went so low in 20 and 21 through the COVID thing. I mean, we saw 2.25 for 30 years. And of course, it was absolutely insane, 20 and 21. I had never prior to that, and maybe you had, waited in line outside of a property with five or six other agents and their clients to show a property.
That's wild.
That was craziness.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so you knew back then, you know, if you don't have extra cash, you're probably not going to win the deal. And so now
the tide has turned.
Oh, my gosh. The rates have increased. And I'm not going to get political about all this. Mm-hmm. The rates have increased. And now they're talking about another Fed 3/4 point raise
coming
on
up
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're around 7% right now. And the market I've seen has really calmed down.
Yeah. So you're seeing the line is no longer there to come into the houses. You see, I'm hearing the agents. I just got back from traveling to Spokane and Denver and talking to these real estate agents, and no more lines. And now the buyers are asking for a lot, which now the sellers have to be prepared for this concession that the buyers want. And so it's totally upside down. Like I said to Jimmy earlier today, I was saying, this thing is going to go to 10%.
Yeah, and that's very scary by spring, you were saying.
Yeah.
And the thing is what's really odd right now is that you've got still in this market, in Southeastern Virginia market, you've got more buyers than you do homes. So technically, it's still a seller's market. But sellers are having to bend over a little bit, give something, you know, sacrifice in the value of their home, maybe closing cost help. You know, it's acting like a buyer's market in that way.
Yeah.
The rates have just crushed the first-time home buyer, too.
So it's so interesting, the mindset. Like, if you were in the real estate and you got in 10 years ago, this is great. I love real estate. This is the best thing I ever had. And all of a sudden, boom, you hit the wall.
Yeah.
And now what do you do? So I'm looking at all these eyes looking at me on stage and as I'm teaching, and I'm seeing them not realizing the work that has to be done. Now, if you want to continue to earn that income, because you have, I don't know if we haven't talked about this, but you have the federal government investigating the real estate industry because they want to make sure that we don't make any money. Because they're trying to take that away because we make too much. And then you've got the commission's changing overall. So it's a different market, and we're going to have to buckle down, man.
So in this market, Bill, what are the things that agents have to change about their modus operandi to be successful and effective in this crazy high-rate market?
Yeah. Should I go, you know, heady, or should I just go basic? But how should I go?
Just the facts, man.
All right.
Just the facts.
Well, I think your script should be changing to, would you like fries with that? No. That's an old one. But anyway, I think that what happens is that the when we got in, it was like, oh, we get to see houses. We get to be around people. Now
right.
You've got to have a set schedule. you know, you've got families, you've got bills, and this industry is all about sales. And sales is tough, man, because you've got to, as I talked in my class, you have you as a dad or a mom or a sister or brother, and then you have you as a real estate person or salesperson. The persona has to change. You got to change the person who you are for this job. And the discipline, as you see in the book that I just, the discipline is changing for the job, because you're going to have to work, I don't know, let's think about this, maybe two or three times more to get the same amount of money when this market shifts, you know.
Yeah.
So if this thing goes, if it goes to 10, I mean, where are the buyers going to go? I'm going to wait, and they shouldn't wait.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I've noticed, too, something that I've noticed with a couple of mortgage companies is they're being creative in that. Okay, well, listen, don't wait to buy. Go ahead and buy. And we've got a special program that in when the rates go back down, we'll help you with your closing costs of that loan or whatever. They're getting creative with trying to get that business in now, and we'll help you when you refinance to lower rates.
Yeah, I saw a commercial that said they're going to go down 1% for 12 months. I mean, so whatever the rate is, they're going to buy it down for 12 months. You now pay a 1% lower rate, which is really...
Yeah, so after Wednesday, that'll be 7%.
Yeah, 7%. So it's the same damn thing, you know. It's like, you know, they raise the price for 6 months, and then they go on sale to the regular price it was. So it's really becoming really interesting. And I think now in 2008, in the recession, we lost 30% of the agent population in America. Hmm. So you're going to see people leaving, which I think is not a bad
problem. Yeah, I agree with that. I think there are too many agents as there is.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that the last couple of years, people went, wow, houses and people are in line. This is easy. I'll climb in. They managed to pass the tests, and they're agents. But how many agents have you ever run into and I've run into just in my short 7 years of being in the business that I just thought to myself, wow, this person's been in it for 20 years? And they probably should have never gotten in this business. They really aren't good at what they need to be good at in this business. And I'm only a 7-year rookie, really. I consider myself still young in this business.
Yeah, yeah. So Jimmy got in. Let's see, what year was that?
15. You got in? 15.
In 2015, right? So you're like in the middle of this hot market. Rates, the values were going up. And now we're seeing, now watch, if for those of you that track all these people on Facebook, watch all these speakers, you know, how to lay in bed and make $150,000 without prospecting. That's a lie.
Right.
How to buy my product and do geographic farming and make $455,000. I won't mention the name of that person, but I won't say it. So it's all this... The stuff, because you know why? Because they know that we're so tempted to go to the path of least resistance that we're going to go to anything that takes us away from finding new business. Okay, so you've got your database will probably not bring you enough business. So now you're going to have to find new business, and then you're going to have to do things that you don't like doing, which is tough. I get it, man. I didn't like having to do, but when you have 6 kids, you have to do what you got to do.
Right.
I mean, the kids were little, and then they ask you, are you motivated to sell my house? Oh, ma'am, I have 5 kids right now, and they have no shoes. So,
And why don't you just call my wife? She'll tell you how motivated I am. All right. How's
well,
that?
She won't let me in until I come back with a listed house. So.
Honey, it's midnight.
Yeah.
Can I just come in, please?
It's me, honey.
Come on now. I'm really working hard over here.
I swear.
So listen, so the agent listening to this might say, okay, Bill, Mr. National Coach, what is it I need to change about my approach to listing appointments or buyer appointments? What do I need to do?
Well, it's you're going to have to find more leads, right? Because we need, if you can just carry your leads and classify them, and this is what I coach and teach on, right? You got your 30-day leads. You need more 30-day leads, because what's going to happen now, a listing takes longer to sell, right? So that means you get a listing now, maybe 60 days, 90 days, it's going to sell, which means if you don't have anything from 60 days ago, it's not going to bring any money right now.
Yeah.
But remember that someone is right now having a bad month, which would be your good month. So you got a team that's doing, I don't know, 150 deals a year, and they're doing 8 to 10 deals, and all you want is 3, and they're complaining because they did only 5, and that's bigger than your number. So someone's always making money. I always talk about life-changing events. divorce, unfortunately,
loss of job,
medical problems, financial problems. Unfortunately, those things are going to come up now that weren't there before, which means you got to get out there and let everybody know you're in the business. That means you got to, I always say, shake hands and kiss babies. You got to go out there and meet more people. And then when they come into your ecosystem, your database, now you got to work it so they can help you find other people. So it may not be the obvious. So it's going to be a more structured day.
So is it about more call outs or is it about social media videos? What is it about?
You know, that's so interesting. Social media is much more difficult than what they tell why did I say the FBI?
I'm not sure, but they probably agree with you. Yeah.
And they're not
monitoring your social media, by the way.
So anyway, it's different than Facebook and just boosting. So there's a lot more complex things. And things like any of these databases that have sequencing of emails where you can have a series of emails, and if they press a button to opt into something, there's another sequence. And those things are like, if you guys like ClickFunnels or Kartra are all nice platforms that have that. And then you got to be careful with the massive emails that are going out. Another thing that I think is important, that when you have a lead, you've got to be face to face with the person. So when you say, hey, I got a lead, they told me to call me back in 2 months, and you've never exposed your face to them, they don't know who you are and they will forget, and or someone who knocked on their door. So you're going to have to be much more aggressive. You're going to have to go to the house. You're going to have to show your face. FaceTime. Things like Boom Boom or FaceTime or Bomb Bomb, sorry.
Actually, Boom Boom. FaceTime, on computer-wise, but more FaceTime in person,
right.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know, because really it's more about a relationship now more than ever, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point, Jimmy. Glad you brought that up.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. So it's about, I think, more customer service than we ever did before, right? These people are freaking out. Can you imagine? Even a business owner who has a business that he's tanking. I remember my business. You know, I ran a real estate company, and my bills were like 30-some thousand a month. And guess who has to pay it when no one else pays it?
You.
My wife. No, me. Me.
And that's why she won't let you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And my kids. I have them out in the streets. But anyway, so it would happen to be that these people may be suffering. I think we're going to have a higher level person that's going to have more problems because of the employment issues. Unfortunately, the supply chain stuff, car dealerships, everybody's going to have a problem. And so we're going to need to be able to guide them through, hold their hands, and, more empathetic.
That's I was just talking to Bill off mic
camera
before the show and about a couple that's getting divorced that I'm selling their house at some point here soon. And, you know, it's an interesting balancing act of being empathetic to the situation, especially with the wife.
Yeah.
The wife is really not having a good time with this thing. And letting them know, gosh, I totally get, I understand, because I have gone through a divorce before. It wasn't tumultuous, but I've been through that, and I totally understand the emotions involved with a divorce. And so there's contention in this divorce. So I had to basically, while giving empathy to especially her, let them both know, listen, I can't get in the middle of the personal, personal part, but I'm all up in the business part.
Right.
And there's just a balancing act. So I think the more honing of your personal empathetic skills, your personal I give a crap skills really will help and pay off.
Yeah, that empathy. What is empathy? Being in someone else's shoes, making them know that you understand them. The thing is, the other thing that I'm hearing from the agents is that you got to back up a deal with another deal. Because just because you have something under contract does not, you can't bet that that's actually going to close. Anything can happen, so you got to back it up with something else if you need to make the certain amount of income every month for your family and you don't have another source of income. So that means that's why you have to work a little bit harder. So if it doesn't happen and everything falls into place, great, man. I want to be positive. Everything's going to fall. But sometimes weird stuff happens because I remember one time I had a listing, contract came in, agent calls me up. We're like, 3 or 4 weeks away from closing. Everything looks fine. And unfortunately, the guy got killed, man. He was a trucker. Opened his door here on 64 the highway, got run over because he was taking out his truck.
Oh my gosh.
Just dumb things like that. So life will come into play for us. So if we put it all out, I know there's some coaches around the country teaching the 12-week year. Excellent book if you guys want to pick it up. The 12-week year by the manual and the book, because it's going to tell you to be really focused and intense for a 12-week period of time. Okay, so we're ending here shortly fourth quarter. Now we got to jump into next year. You should have some idea what you want out of next year. And then you're going to have to amp up the activities that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a set schedule, man, if you don't have, I mean, you know, Jimmy's on the radio, he's doing stuff. I mean, you're all over the place. I'm all over the place. And you have to have a set format. I remember one of my coaches saying, you have to master the art of repetitious boredom.
You know, that's so important because, and I was just thinking too, this being an election time.
Yeah.
Like in your local community, wherever that is, when you go in to vote, and I guess school board's more important these days, especially being on the news and stuff. But like 10 years ago, did you have a clue who anybody was running for school board when you go in and vote? And you ended up either not voting for him.
Yeah.
But if you see signs for a person, vote for this guy for school board, and you go into the voting booth, a lot of times people just vote, well, I know that guy. I mean, your name recognition.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like FaceTime without the face, but it's name time. And they've seen your name so much, well, he must or she must have her act together. And so they poke the hole for you. So I think the more you have your name out in the community, whether it's going to, you know, parades, sponsoring things you can sponsor, you know, going to Civic League meetings, you know, Facebook groups for neighborhoods, the more you can do that and put your name and face in front of people when they go to sell, they feel like, you know, oh, well, I know Jimmy. Just let me ring him up.
Yeah. It's what they call social proof. You know, there's a book called Influence, Science, and Practice by Robert Gialdini. He talks about social proof. So if someone sees you, the thing is, the challenge for some of you is that you're shy. I mean, Jimmy's been on the radio. He's been on stage. He's been emceeing stuff. I've been doing this for years. So we don't. When it's time to be on, we don't have any problems. Some of you are afraid to put that hand down and be, let's just say, that celebrity in your own neighborhood, and you got to stand up to that occasion right now. You cannot be a secret agent. You've got to let everybody know who you are.
Love that.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Great term.
Thank you very much.
Don't be a secret agent.
Good night, everybody. See ya. So you got to get out there and let everybody know, which means, like Jimmy said, if you're doing a church function, if you're doing in other words, if you're going to a network function, you got to make sure you meet five people. And what ends up happening, we have verbal vomit. We talk about ourselves. We never ask any questions about them. We don't get their phone number and call them back. So I'm seeing all these coaches nationally throwing their stuff out, and then you're confused. You don't know what to do. Maybe I could be the same way, but buy this course. No, you've got to change. And I just read this. This is pretty cool, Jimmy. Look, I read out of my new book I bought on the airport. It says, we don't rise to the occasion. We fail to the level of our training. We fail to the level of our training. So some of you think, okay, well, I've been trained. Well, you've been trained for this market that was really good. Now we're going to this other market, which means some of you may need additional training on presenting, shaking hands, going out and meeting people. I know that database is always a tough thing, of what to send and all that kind of stuff. And I think right now, as you said, we got to get in front of a lot of people, because like the divorce couple you're talking about, there's a lot of hurting people out there, right now.
Well, absolutely. It may not be divorce, but financially, I mean, they might have to sell because they just can't afford the payments anymore. Don't want to do a foreclosure or, you know, repossession or whatever. So, I mean, that's so true. But, you know, the thing about this market is there's so many reasons why people might be calling to sell. And you want to be the person they think of first. So the only way to do that is get that name, get that face out there, and be part of your community.
Yeah. I have I think you might have met Sandy. Anyway, I have Sandy Williams out of Florida, who's going to be training on doing BPOs, broker opinions, because the banks want to know what the prices of the houses are, if people are upside down. So you're going to be paid, I don't know, $150, $200 to do that. Hopefully you'll get the listing. Another thing that's interesting, if you're in the military market, you need to check online the parameters around a VA compromise sale. Because if a military person bought property 2 years ago, Wait a minute, is my wife calling? Sorry. She goes,
I thought that was the good idea,
yeah,
Bell.
Yeah, that's it. My brain just went off.
Yeah.
So if you don't know about it, which you probably don't know about it, is that it's basically a VA short sale. So if you're in Jacksonville, if you're in Virginia Beach, Norfolk, where else, all these military locations, I mean, they're going to have to sell, man, because they got to move. They have to move no matter what. So if they're upside down, they can sell and be upside down. It's much easier than doing a regular short sale. So all these new things are coming up that you hadn't had to study the last 10 years, man. So
where do they – so would they talk to their mortgage people about that?
You know, some of the mortgage people don't even know about it.
Wow.
So I remember talking a couple of years ago, and they go, well, I don't know. It used to be a pretty regular thing. So you can go online, go to VA compromise sale, just study it. Even if it doesn't come about that it's necessary, the fact that you know something, because you're raising the level of knowledge to these people, so they go, oh, my gosh, you know, Jimmy's an expert in knowing about the market. That's the other thing I think we need to talk about is
yes.
that just being out there and going, hi, how are you, and giving them a big hug and a kiss doesn't get you to that level of expertise that you have to demonstrate to them. Because if they don't know you, you've got to share some nuggets so they go, man, I want to work with Jimmy.
You know, that's so true because, you know, I had been in radio forever, and in 2015, they left me for a cheaper, younger model.
Yeah.
So I was forced into a
what
new
was
career.
Her name?
No. And so I, here I am now, and, but having to, I've lost my train of thought. What would you mention before that?
Yeah. So basically we're going to have to know more information than we ever did.
Right. Okay. So learning the business at that time at 56, the thing that I had to my advantage was my sphere that I had already developed through radio.
Right.
But it took me, here's what I was going to say. It took me probably 4 years out of the last seven before my listeners believed I was an agent.
Oh,
a competent agent.
Yeah.
I mean, before them, they I grew up with this guy. He's been my morning guy for my whole life. Yeah. And you know what? But he's now he's trying to, you know, for them to see after videos of mine and here's my houses I've sold and here's some information about this and, you know, what to expect at closing or whatever, things to look out for when you're selling your house, how to prepare or whatever information I've given them over the 4 years. Finally, people said, you know, I think he knows how to sell. I would love to work with that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting because you were the expert on that field, and now they're looking at you. And here's the point that Jimmy's making and I'm trying to put together here from what we're talking about is the fact that are you letting them know that you know certain things? Because if you ever read the book, I always bring out books I'm reading constantly, but Blue Ocean. So a blue ocean is someone like Amazon, Lyft, Uber, who changed the course of that industry that they were in, right? It was a taxi business. So we now need to be a blue ocean. So the blue ocean means you've got to separate yourself from the pack of agents that are out there and show them that you know what's going on. Show them that you're different. And always come from knowledge, like give them something of knowledge. Just get away from the propaganda crap that these companies give you to give out. Hi, do you know? Are you familiar with the techniques I use? Are you knowing about? Yeah, who gives a crap? They need to. They need to know that you know something about themselves. And this comes from comes from what we call psychographics. Psychographics are knowing a little bit about the lifestyle of that person and give them information that relates to the lifestyle, which is a little bit different than just marketing. You know, so for instance, let's say if someone lives in a higher end marketplace and they love RVs. Maybe the information you're going to give them is about the interest write-offs on a second home. As long as that RV has whatever in it, you can now write it off as a second home. So it's like, oh, I like the fact that Jimmy sent me that. That's interesting. Or something about, taking trips and business trips, whatever. Who is that person that you're trying to go after? And do you know them so well that you know the psychographics of that individual? So when you give information out, it relates to their life, and they go, oh, my gosh. Now you become a blue ocean, not a red ocean. A red ocean is 4th of July. I'm going to put flags on their front yard.
Yeah.
It's spring. Jimmy, thank you for the seeds. Now I know that you're a landscaper, not a real estate agent.
Right.
We do some stupid stuff in real estate.
Yeah, and so many people are misguided and waste so much time doing the wrong things.
Yeah.
But I mean, the right thing is to get your name, get your face, get your expertise out in front of your community in whatever way you can. And some people have other means, other people don't, and vice versa. But whatever that is, that's what you need to do, and you need to do it on 10.
Right, right. And if you're shy, there's ways of overcoming it. Toastmasters has a chapter in every city, and it costs, like, I think, $35-$50 a month. You go there, and you have to learn how to present in front of a crowd. You know, that's something that will help you to be able to present your listing presentation, your buyer presentation. I mean, think about it. When you were saying when you first started, how you screwed up in the beginning or something.
Yeah.
When
I
you
really didn't know a whole lot.
Yeah.
What I knew and what I still have is my love of helping people.
Yeah.
And my personality and God-given talent of talking about nothing for an extended period of time. So the point is, that was a gift that God gave me, and I'm using it. But as far as the business is concerned, just green. I knew Zippo. And as a matter of fact, when the broker that said, oh, you're coming with me, when I left the radio,
right.
I said, dude, I am not a salesperson. She goes, no, but you're a people person. And she knew what it took.
Right.
And she's very successful now. But so that's the thing. You know, I had to work on the expertise part, but the loving people, loving to help people thing, you know, being in front of people, I had been doing my whole career anyway. So I had a jump start on that.
Yeah. Like, looking about when you were in the radio in the morning. What time you had to get up in the morning?
4.
4.
Yeah.
And you're on the radio at what time?
5:30. Yeah.
And that was day in, day out for how many years?
Well, I started in 83, and they left me in 15.
Okay.
2015. And now I'm back, by the
so,
way.
So, yeah.
In the
now
afternoons.
He's back in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's interesting that that was a job that you had to be there, right? You had to be there in the morning.
Right. If I'm not there, everybody knows.
Excuse me. I dialed in. And yeah. All you got is the radio static. Where is Jimmy?
Right.
So, and so what happens is, for whatever reason, real estate is so loose that you don't treat it as a job. You know, and if the lack of accountability is going to put people out of the business, and or you're not making any money. And listen, man, I went through 2008. I don't want to ever go through that again. And I'm prepared. People like Gary Vaynerchuk, Tony Robbins, and those guys who can't wait for a downturn in the market. So let's talk about the other side, the fact that there's been millionaires. There have been people that made a lot of money in a downturn. So this means that for those of you that have a lot of cash, be ready, because there are going to be some deals out there. And those of you that have the work ethic, have the ability to get up early, exercise, feel good, and go after the marketplace are going to make great money. And the ones that, like Jimmy said, are more empathetic, that you can care about their situation, and they know you care about them, not just the fact that they're a commission. You got commission breath, you know, and you try to – and then you suck the blood out of them for Halloween. And, leave me alone. So if they feel that you're there for them, they're going to work with you. And then all of a sudden, your competition leaves. So this is an opportunity. And unfortunately, since I've been in this my 37th year, every 10 years there's something going on. This one is a little bit different because you got all these weird things. COVID happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Elections going on. Gas is up to, like, friggin', what is it now?
What, man? Are you trying to depress me, man? Yeah, I came in happy this morning.
Yeah, and then my dog bit me on the way out. And then I got a flat tire on the way here. And then but the good news is that there are people this is going to be, like, unbelievable for them, because they're able to win at this thing. They have that type of ability to go after it.
So on a local level, are you talking about investors, flippers?
Flippers, investors, I think agents. I was in Spokane talking to a bunch of young guys in their 30s, early 30s, that have already bought investment property in their 30s. You know, I wish I was that smart in my 30s. But so there's going to be opportunities for you to pick up something, flip something, find investors. I would be out there, if anybody has cash, just hold on to it, because there's going to be some good deals coming up for you to purchase. And the investors are sitting on the – you might want to look out your window and look at it on top of a tree, because the investors are sitting up there waiting for them to launch and to come down on these properties.
Yeah.
And look at one of those REITs and all these people that are out there with tons of millions and millions of cash that are going to buy up properties. So the builders have pulled back a little bit. So it's going to be – for someone who wants to make a lot of money in real estate and get the competition away, this is going to be unbelievable for them. But I guess the thing is, do you have a schedule? Are you able to look at your technique and see what you got to work on with your technique, what you have to change in what you're doing, and just tweak it a little bit every week, and you'll start to see that listings are there. Listen, for sale owners and expireds are low-hanging fruit, man. Those guys are going to be hurting. 2 months' price of 2 months ago is going to have to be expired now because it's not selling. Stop resisting those. They're going to be low-hanging fruit for you, and then start calling the people that you've never called before. I was reading this book, and it said that Mark Twain called when you don't want to do something because it's hard to do. He says, do the first thing first. He called it eat the frog.
Yeah.
Eat the frog. So I want you guys to eat the frog. Whatever you don't want to do, eat the friggin' frog. I mean, do the hardest thing, get it over with, and then you can go out and do whatever hell you want to do later.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people are just don't, A, if you don't take rejection well, you got to get past that. You know, it's just a business. If they say, I'm not interested, okay, moving on to the next guy.
Yeah.
And don't take it personally, because that slows you down and your progress and your mental, I think. So you got to keep that positive attitude. You got to stay on it, whether it's on phone calls, calling expireds, for sale by owners. It's just about your attitude. And I also wanted to add this earlier, was that it's, to me, it's all about making the seller, and the buyers too, but the sellers feel comfortable with you as a human being, mm-hmm. and your intelligence on the subject,
right?
Making them feel comfortable that you do know what you're doing. And so your expertise, your personality, it all comes into play even more during this downtime.
You know, it's so hard when you get hung up on or you lost a listing presentation. So I always say, just look at, ask yourself three questions. That's it. Don't beat yourself up. Hey, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? And what do I have to improve on? If you just use those three questions and then go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, also, I think we've all, if you've been in the business a little while, maybe didn't get a listing that you should have. It was not on you. Mm. You did everything right. It's they took the other guy for whatever the reason. One thing I always did was when there was two or three or four people being interviewed, listing agents, was I said, I understand there's going to be other agents, but please call me after you're done interviewing. I mean, I might be the first guy in the door, but please let's talk at the end of the thing. And if somebody is giving you something better in your mind, please call me. I would love to address that and maybe handle that for you as well. So I always want to get back in touch. I want to be the last guy they talk to.
Yeah.
Even if I was the first guy in, I want to be the last guy they talk to, because that's when you can say, I mean, if somebody's going to do it for 2.5%, I'll be more than happy to do it for 2.5%.
Or whatever the commission is.
Yeah, yeah, right. Whatever it is. So, yeah, that's what I try to do, is always be the last person they talk to.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I'm going to talk. Okay, so Jimmy, of course, I'm a coach. So let me just, I'm going to talk to just a specific person out there, because I had a conversation with a lady when I was away and I felt really bad. If you are a single person,
yes,
with a child,
right,
and you haven't made any money in real estate and you have one 30-day amount of cash left, get a job right now. I mean, I she was crying almost, and I think she did. And I just wanted to help her. Now, if you have some stash and you want to go at it, fine, no problem. Get it all, go all out. But if you may need to get a job, some of you guys are thinking, well, it's coming around the corner. I can feel it coming around the corner.
Yeah.
I've got it. I felt really bad for her, and I had to counsel her about, just listen, it's not saying that you're going to get out of real estate. Just take a 6-month leave of absence, get a job. You got to pay for your bills. You got a little kid, you're a single mom. Go out there, get the job. No one's going to think anything bad about you. You're actually strategically getting ready. And then look at what happens in springtime, then jump back in. Now, if you have a team, fire those lazy people on your team that are not doing anything and get them off your team right now. You need people that are going to run hard in this business, because it's just dragging, man. We need runners.
Lean. You need to be lean.
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 Yeah, because it's not worth the pain. And then if you've got people that are ready to go, how exciting is that? You know, you just go at it. Everybody goes out and bust down these doors, meet these people, and start piling up the leads, because it's going to be a 60 to 90 day cycle in some of these places. I remember, Jimmy, years ago, average listing took 90 days to sell. And if you had $1 million listing, it was a year or a year and a half or 2 years.
Really?
So you, yeah. So you had to obviously time it right. So I remember I had a listing. This is a smart agent. So it actually expired on the 90th day. And the people were nice. It just expired, ladies. The agent from the other company, called me up and says, listen, I know that the thing expired, but since you have a contact with the people, could you just try to set this deal up? So on the 91st, 92nd day after it expired, I got a contract. So so you got to be ready for longer listings. If you're taking short listings and the guy goes, I just want to check it out and see how good you are. I mean, you ain't going to make any money on that one. You know how that goes. I just want to feel out the market. Well, anyway, is this a family show? I don't know.
I can't really see family sitting around listening to this, but whatever.
Yeah, so we're going to have to really think about the leads and make sure that you don't have a lead that is out of reality for the marketplace, because the leads start to change. I know people want to sell, make some money, but if they're not in reality, this thing is moving down. Values are changing. Your list to sale price is changing. So you got to look at that gap. In some markets, I have clients in Washington State that they were selling at 105, 108% of list price. Now it's like at 99.
Yeah.
So that's starting to widen up.
Yeah. And one of the things is I was comping a property near me yesterday. And houses that sold for really good money in May of this year, mm-hmm. when rates were 3.5% or 4%, the market has softened to the point where we can't really. I mean, I know your house is a little better than that, but you're not going to get that value now that you should have back in May, that you could have. Now you've got to consider when that was and when this is and what the climate is in both areas. And so, they were thinking, gosh, we're thinking 850. 850 to 9, and I'm thinking, no, it's more like 750 to 8.
Can you imagine watch this. So husband and wife decide, let's sell in 2022. And then the husband goes, let's wait a while. And the lady goes, let's sell in the spring of 2022. And now it's a told-you-so conversation.
Yeah. And I try to stay away from those because I don't want to make anybody feel so stupid. Yeah, but yeah. I think they feel stupid enough as it is. I had another person tell me that they were looking at this house that for sale by owner house in a popular neighborhood. And the person had bought it in April for $850 and had gotten a great job out in Washington State. And they're selling it for $880. And so these potential buyer friends of mine said, so what's the deal? And he said, actually, I already have an offer, full price offer with no contingencies. And I said to him, listen, I said to my friends, that's not an agent telling you that. So there is no responsibility to be factual.
You're right.
For me, if I'm selling my house for $880 and no contingencies and I don't take the deal, then I'm a liar.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it.
Yeah.
You're going to take that deal. So they said, they haven't accepted it yet. And I'm thinking, it's because it's not true.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So there is a chance.
Yeah, that's right. There is a chance if you want to way overpay for this property.
Yeah. And that's what's happening today. So what we want to do, I think Jimmy and I in this conversations that we're going to be having is, first of all, we want to help you to do the right thing now so that you're not behind the eight ball as this market continues. So a lot of the talking that we're going to be doing is about where the market is going, but how you need to change, and little tips that we found. We're in front of different people. I mean, even though Jimmy's been in for 7 years, he's been a professional in a field of a highly competitive market, and he's experienced how to speak to people. Because the things I want to talk to you about is the things that Jimmy has learned in how to be in front of people. I think that's important, because one thing I know about him is that people feel comfortable around him. On the radio, he was always, and because I've heard him for years and my kids grew up with him, it was always clean, but funny, a little bit on the edge. And he taught my kids to cuss.
High altitude humor.
Yeah. But what happens is, and humor helps. when you're talking to people, especially when they're depressed and upset. So you're going to have to lighten up a little bit. And, you know, it's important that we know these little tips and reading body language. And we talk about situational awareness. You know, what's going on in that family? You know, the stress between husband and wife, the disarray of the inside of the house, the exterior looks like it's not taken care of. There's something going on there.
Yeah, and I don't think this is a time to not be completely honest with people either. Some people might think, well, I really want this listing, and there's not many listings or whatever. I really want to win, so I'm not going to really give them the totally brutally honest truth. I think that's the exact wrong move.
Right.
Because at some point that catches up with you.
Yeah, you have to be straight with these people. It's like, so you go to a doctor's office and you're having a pain in your side, and the doctor says to take this, and then the doctor goes, well, okay, you don't have to take it. He's got to tell you the truth. If you don't take the friggin' medicine, you're going to have more problems medically, physically. So you got to act like you're the doctor and they're the patient.
I love that analogy.
Yeah. You're the doctor, they're the patient. Even if the patient is a pain in the you know what, because he's a I'm a owner of a company and I've sold 50,000 houses this year. Yeah, but sir, you're hiring someone to tell you the truth, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the truth. You ready for the truth? You're $50,000 overpriced.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing for agents to do. But I honestly, you would rather walk away from that situation than sit in the middle of it and just be listed forever at too high of a price. It's never going to sell.
Yeah, and Jimmy, we did a study years ago of how much it costs when you get a listing that doesn't sell, or you go to a house to do a presentation. So we calculated it's time to do a CMA, drive time, gas, paper, go out there, do the presentation, drive back. It was the average cost is about $1,500 to an agent when he goes out, doesn't get the listing, and or if he takes the listing and doesn't sell it, that's probably about at least $2,000, and you guys are spending a whole lot more money now on staging and all these things that you're paying up front for someone.
Yeah.
So it is a very expensive venture when you get a listing that doesn't sell.
Yeah, as a business person, which is what you are.
Yeah.
As an independent business person, that's just not that's not good business.
Mm-mm.
You know, you really kind of have to think about it. And that's also something that took me a while to get as a new agent. That whole perspective. And Bill Crespo was the one that really plugged that into me was, you know, you got to think of this like a business. And, you know, this is your business. And you've got to be smart about your investments, your time, and using it all wisely.
Yeah. And so we're going to take as long as you guys get still listen to us, and the audience is building slowly, but that's okay. We're going to talk about this for you, and we're going to bring guests in. We've got a lineup of guests, and we're going to talk about this on and on and on and turn you on to us. And if you want to talk to Jimmy or myself or have a question.
Email address?
Yeah, go ahead. Give them my email address. You can do info at PATH, P-A-T-H, the number 2, pro.net. Our radio program, as you know, is PATH to Pro Radio. And we are we really want to talk to the people. And if you have questions about anything, because we've been in it in business, in different varieties of businesses, but we've been in this professional field that we're in for many, many years, and so we want to help you get through this.
Yeah, and you know what? It's okay to have a friend help you through this situation. I mean, really, my mind is, listen, I'll listen to anybody that's credible to help me get through this situation.
Yeah.
And that's what we really want to help you do.
Yeah, so we appreciate your time today, and let's rock and roll into this new marketplace, and happy, do we say Halloween or anything like that?
Well, maybe.
Okay. Well, happy Halloween. See ya.
See ya.